I'm here with Austin Montville of 2DX. He's the developer of Sports Ball. I almost said Joust with Balls. What is Sports Ball?
That's not too unsimilar. It's soccer, jousting, and flying birds. So Sports Ball is a local multiplayer game coming out for the Wii U. It combines those three things to make this sort of chaotic multiplayer match. It's really solid for 2v2 matches where you're riding as these jockeys on these giant birds and you have lances and you're tackling each other. When you tackle each other, it creates these balls, and that's the whole goal of the game, is getting the balls into the field net because it's Sports Ball. But what we've offered is this game with a bunch of these different teams. Each team has four unique birds, so you can really associate yourself with a bird and thus a team. And it's really a game that's as much fun to watch as it is to play. So it's really all about like getting a crowd of people together. There's this problem that I encounter sometimes, and you're like getting together with a whole bunch of friends, and like you all want to hang out together, but there's few activities that you can all do together, especially when you get like 10, 12 or more people, right? Sports Ball solves that problem. The more people, the better. Because even if you're not playing the game, you're enjoying watching it. You're cheering for your teams. And in fact, we've actually incorporated that into the game. So during the matches, someone can pick up the Wii U gamepad and announce those matches. So they can give a play-by-play for the crowd, or what happens more often is they can just heckle their friends, which is absolutely hilarious. But it's a game for like getting the whole crowd in, getting cheering, like rooting for your team, watching the Sapphire Skyhearts make that final point, and everyone just gets really excited about it.
Awesome. So why Joust?
So, well, the original concept came, there's a cool game that's released now called Sports Friends. And before that game was released, they had a Kickstarter for it. And they had the goal of, let's make games as much fun to watch as they are to play. And I sort of thought, took that as a design challenge. I'm like, what game would I make if that was the case? And so I was doing some exercise one morning before work, and I was just thinking about various ideas. And I don't remember the exact train of thought, but what popped in my head was, oh man, I really love Joust. It'd be great if that was a team game. What if it was like a sports game? And then the eggs are balls, and then you have to score that. And like, I got really excited about it. And I kept thinking about it all day. And then as soon as I got home from work, I like made a prototype. I got the basic mechanics working. A couple days later, I finished up that prototype. So about 9 hours total, and I happened to have some friends around. So I had four players working. I handed out some controllers. They played it for an hour and a half, which is a really good return on investment for dev time. And so I kept showing it to a couple group of friends, like in different situations, and it caught on. People were getting really excited about it. They were playing for hours and hours. They were getting like, they were watching the match, like huge crowds of people were getting around to play this game. And so I was like, all right, there's something here. At the time it was called Joust Ball actually, but WB owns the rights to that to the title Joust. They bought out Midway. And so I didn't want to fight that legal battle. So because of that, we decided to change the name game. And because it's a ridiculous game where like everything's sort of crazy and like there's just balls in a field net, we decided to call it Sports Ball because like that's sort of the term for what is this ridiculous game. And plus some of our other inspirations.
For sure. So you mentioned Sports Friends. There's been kind of a resurgence of local multiplayer games, very much in the vein of what Sports Ball is intending to be, like Sports Friends, Towerfall, just crazy, like things are going on everywhere, and, you know, they're a lot of fun. Is this resurgent kind of, was it inspiration for you, or was the creation of Sports Ball completely separate from this kind of revolution of multiplayer games?
The inspiration came separately, but it's rather fortunate that it happened. So I originally made that prototype about 2 years ago. And so that was before like Samurai Gun and Towerfall hit it and all like the big name stuff. But as those things were coming up and as people were getting excited about it was really great because, okay, we can release a game that doesn't have online play and people will still get excited about it. People are excited to sit around their console and play games like they used to, like GoldenEye and you know, Smash Bros. And stuff like that. So it's awesome that people are really into that now. And there's just this really great movement of like connecting with people as we play games, because a lot of us, when we grew up, like that's how we made friends. That's how we connected with people. We played games, maybe because we didn't understand social context or whatnot. So that's something we're really big about, especially at 2DX. And so to be able to create a game where a bunch of people sit in the room, and even if they're strangers, they become friends at the end of the night because of this game, like that's absolutely awesome. So I'm glad that there's a whole bunch of support of it. Things like Indie Circuit coming around, like all the tournaments that we're seeing, like just more gaming conventions, more festivals, which are really exciting. Some stuff I'm working on with that, which is really cool. But yeah, like there's been a lot of excitement about playing games with other people physically, and it's been fantastic. So I'm rather fortunate that Sports Ball is just happening at this time because everyone's really excited about this stuff.
For sure. And you were talking about festivals and all that. I think it'd be awesome if there was like an Indie Evo where all the competitive local multiplayer games were, you know, there were championships and there were like semifinals and all that. Would you be interested in something like that?
I mean, why make an indie Evo? Just do Evo. Like, yes, I want sports wallet Evo, absolutely.
Perfect. All right. So what platforms is this on?
So Sports Ball is coming out to the Wii U exclusively. It's sort of the best fit for it because it's a local multiplayer game. It doesn't have online play. A lot of people who have Wii U's or Wii's already have a bunch of controllers together, and they're sort of used to this style of gameplay. So it's the best fit for it.
For sure. So I was going to ask why Nintendo, so that makes sense. Are you able to talk about how Nintendo has been to work with? And I know Dan Adelman left. Did you ever work with him at any point?
So we didn't work with Dan. We started communication with Nintendo really after that happened. I mean, we had our dev kit. We had like done some initial like contacts, signed up for the program. But it was only recently after a couple of people from Nintendo saw our game at an event that was the Seattle Indies Expo after PAX. Since then, they got really excited about our game, and they've been amazing to work with. Like, even beforehand, like, everything was super smooth. It took them a month to give us a dev kit. With Microsoft, it took much, much longer. And Sony, we're in the final process of getting a dev kit from them. So, basically, yeah, like, they were really responsive. They've been really fast, and they've been a huge support to us. Now, it might be a little bit because we are Wii U exclusive, but just, like, they're giving us, like, marketing resources. They were the reason we were able to go to IndieCade. They're giving us feedback and support on our game, but they're also giving us freedom. Like, they're not saying, like, oh, you have these limitations. In fact, there are really no limitations in our contract to sort of how we're dealing with Nintendo. They've just basically trusting us. And so because of that, we're really excited about them. In fact, if you're an indie developer and you're thinking about going to a console, I highly suggest thinking about the Wii U because it's probably the easiest console to get onto right now.
Okay. So you said that you had a development kit from Microsoft.
We are getting one.
Oh, you are getting one.
Yeah.
All right. So you are getting a development kit from Microsoft and you're in the works of getting one from Sony. Will we see Sports Ball on any other platforms other than Wii U, maybe PC, one of the other consoles?
If we were to do that, I would want to have online play working in the game. As any developer knows, it's probably one of the most difficult challenges. So I won't say anything right now, but you know, we are going to be making more games in the future, so that's sort of why we're preparing to have these other dev consoles and just get used to them. You know, it was a bit of a process getting our game onto the Wii U. I mean, it wasn't difficult, but it just took some time. There's a lot of unexpected aspects to it. So we want to be comfortable with all platforms, so hopefully games in the future can be, you know, reach a wider audience.
Perfect. So when is your game coming out?
I don't have a date for you right now, but in actually maybe a few hours, you might have that information. So when people are listening to this, they might know that. But I'm not saying anything at this minute.
Perfect. All right. Well, that was Austin Montville. He is the developer of Sports Ball. That time I had no trouble saying Sports Ball and not just with balls. I think the game's awesome. I can't wait to play it. I think it's got a lot of inspiration from Joust, and Joust is one of the best games ever made. So thank you. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, man.